Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. All right, so behind the scenes, I'm going to let my wife ask the first question.
So I want to know from you, Megan, first, what do you do to keep the excitement and the passion alive in your marriage? You've been married a long time. How do you keep it current and exciting for you and Casey?
So first thing we do are date nights. We're really good at planning and being intentional, and we take turns planning. So like 1 week I'll plan and the next week he'll plan. We change it up. We don't go to the same restaurants. We don't do the same things. The other thing we love to do is we're very, one of your pillars is fun. And that is something very important for Casey and I. And so we'll like dance in the kitchen. We do a lot of dance parties. We'll slow dance to like our wedding song in our front yard. You know, we'll find these small ways to connect and just have fun together. We play games and board games and card games and all these different things. And so I would say that that for us is the thing that we do to keep the spark alive is we're intentional with it, but it can't just be all work and no play.
Sure. Mm. No, how about for you, Casey? How are you keeping that passion alive?
So Megan and I, from the very get-go, we love to play games. So I can't tell you how many games of Yahtzee we've played or how many games of gin rummy we've played. But that is, or cornhole, like, you know, we will find any excuse to play a game or find new games. And I think there's a competitive nature behind us. So, you know, when Megan sinks one of those bags in the cornhole, she'll like, you know, hoop and holler so our neighbors can hear her. And when she wins, she walks into the house and she's like, guess who beat dad? Because they're, and you know what? I guess because we do have high levels of trust, we can be kind of snarky with each other and competitive and you do some trash talking, but we know that there behind that there's a spirit of competitiveness. And I love that actually about our relationship. And I think that other people see that as well. And there is, like, even our daughter made a comment about a family that she saw that, you know, they're not having fun. And she's like, not like you guys have fun.
We also make it fun. We make it fun, by the way, like when we play cards, like winner gets to pick sex position or winner of cornhole gets like a 5-minute shoulder massage. You can have fun. It doesn't have to cost a bunch of money. You know, like, I think that's what couples get stuck in.
Yeah, I love that. So I've got a question for you, and Casey, either one of you, you can just raise your hand so you don't talk over each other, right? But I would like to hear a time when one of you just really stepped in it and screwed up, and then how did you guys handle it, and how did you work it out so it didn't end up, you know, being a big issue? Or if it was a big issue, how'd you work through it to get on the other side of it?
Yeah, well, we just went through a real tough season. It revolves around alcohol and drinking. I probably was more of a casual drinker, but then there was through COVID, it really wrecked me. I became a nighttime drinker, and then I started a pattern of waking up grumpy and not being present with the family. And just, it really came to a head at the end of last year. And it was a tough time because I was in denial about it. I thought that I could have that handled and that's not an issue. And Megan and I were stuck on that. And we actually went to go get help ourselves. And it was really, you know, when I look back, it was like, it was so good to go through that and to work through that, to realize that we are so much stronger than any of the issues that we face, whether it's outside of our relationship or it's even inside of our relationship. And there was so much learning that happened, but there was a spirit of forgiveness on Megan's behalf. There was rebuilding trust on my behalf. And it was something very, very transformative for me to go through that process and to choose sobriety and live an alcohol-free life.
I appreciate you sharing that, Casey, and being vulnerable with us. And that's something that a lot of people have faced and hope some have dealt with and some have not.
Some people are still dealing with it from.
Yeah. I mean, of all the intensives we've done, Megan, wouldn't you agree about probably 90% of them have some sort of alcohol fueled story that is, you know, a pain point. It's, you know, destructive. It doesn't allow people, we've been talking about being present with self, like alcohol. There's nothing inherent bad with alcohol. It's how we, it's our relationship that we have with it. Like if we start using it to numb out emotions and to, you know, forget our pains and our worries, like we're not being present with self. We're choosing to escape, actually.
Right.
So, and that's why alcohol sales blew up like 400% once the lockdown happened. Because everyone's like, I'm losing my sense of stability in life itself. And I'm choosing not to process that grief, that pain, but I'm choosing to numb out. And that's
great.
I did.
A great question for couples, if that's in their marriage, is if we removed alcohol from a relationship, what would change? And Casey and I had the realization that it was actually one of our only main issues that we had in our marriage that's been in the last 20 years. And I don't really drink. So it was one of those of like, if it means that much to you, then that's very telling, but I know it doesn't. And so you can stop this and we won't really fight anymore. And bad things won't happen to us anymore.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, I'm someone that's drawn towards fun. So fun party, like, why would we stop the fun? Right. And then, but there was clearly like not understanding when to stop. And so, yeah, it's good.
I appreciate hearing that the process, though, of working on it actually brought you closer together. And I think that's important for our listeners to hear, is that when we work on things that we're struggling with, really struggling with, or maybe one of our partners struggling with, when we do it together, that it really is very healing for both of us.
You guys have been great. Thank you. We had you can see our background change just a little bit.
I know. We're not sure what happens. Gotta love
studio
technology. The studio just disappeared.
But the audio is good, baby. We're good.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Love spending time with you. Love the work that you guys are doing. And it's fun to hear some of the commonalities and some of the approaches that you're taking in the work. And we're excited about sharing this with our listeners too.
Yeah.
Can't wait.